It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 at WFIWradio.com. This morning, we'll preview the high school football season. Edwards County football coach Joe Rivers and Fairfield High School football coach Justin Townsend. We'll also take a look at Frontier Community College volleyball and Edwards County High School volleyball.
Good morning. Welcome to Sports Talk on this Saturday, August 18th. Time is 9 a.m. Currently in Fairfield, it is 74 degrees. I'm Derek Dunn. Let's get right into it with a check of scores from last night. Major League Baseball action. St. Louis beat Milwaukee 5-2. Chicago Cubs blanked Pittsburgh 1-0. It was the Chicago White Sox topping Kansas City 9-3. Cincinnati beat San Francisco 2-1 in 11 innings. Philadelphia doubled up over the New York Mets 4-2. It was the New York Yankees beating Toronto 7-5. Washington beat Miami 8-2. Cleveland beat Baltimore in a close one 2-1. It was Boston over Tampa Bay 7-3. Colorado topped Atlanta 11-5. It was Texas over the Los Angeles Angels 6-4. Minnesota edged Detroit 5-4. It was Oakland over Houston 4-3. The LA Dodgers over Seattle 11-1. And Arizona beat San Diego 9-4. So those are the scores from Major League Baseball action. Mules football, they open up its season next Friday against Johnston City at the Train Yard. Mark Turner caught up with Mules coach Justin Townsend during the Meet the Mules event last night. That interview is next.
With the housing market picking up and rates so low, now is the perfect time to purchase the home of your dreams. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator from People's National Bank. As your home for home loans, People's National Bank has personal service and quick turnarounds to help you get in the home of your dreams. Stop by and see me, Sarah Moll, or apply online at peoplesnationalbank.com today. People's National Bank, your home for home loans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide comfortable heating, cooling, and hot water. And you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill thanks to your Climate Master system. Best of all, the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help yourself to a 30% tax credit, plus up to 70% off your energy bill. Call Sam at Complete HVAC and Plumbing in Albion for a free estimate today. 445-3329.
Well, Coach, Meet the Mules night, good weather for it. Everything went pretty well for Meet the Mules night, and now the focus turns to Johnston City.
Yes, it's already been prepping for them a little bit. We started that towards the end of this week, but with the new opponent, new coach, week one, I think we hit on this a little bit before, you kind of got to prepare for everything, and that's kind of the approach we're taking, and then try to make what in-game adjustments we need to. We know they return their quarterback. We know they return a big fullback. We know they have a few athletes, younger kids that are good athletes. So, we're just trying to put ourselves in a situation where, you know, whatever they throw at us, we can adapt and get after them.
New coach down there at JC this year. Expecting anything different from this year as far as offense or defense? Any surprises?
No, we've heard some things that they're going to run some option. They may run some shotgun wing T. Defensively, I think they'll probably be in an odd front. But with what we do offensively, really, there's only one or two things really that teams can do against us. You know, they got to put as many guys as they can in the box, for the most part. So, no, it's more about a personnel thing. You know, you never know quite for sure until you get into that game. Maybe they got a few kids out that hadn't played in the past. Maybe they got a few move-ins. Maybe a few kids didn't play. It's all about personnel. They're just like us. They lost some good football players, seniors. With us, we've had some kids that have moved in. We've had some kids that have come back out as seniors, and we got some good young kids that are going to be impact players for us that maybe people don't quite know about right now.
Speaking of impact players and the roster, I know last time I talked to you, you said about 60 kids in the program this year. Who do we look for this year?
Well, I think everybody knows about Dylan Hefner, first and foremost. He's a four-year starter. In my 18 years of coaching, he's the only kid that I've had that came in and started all 4 years. And he's going to end up hopefully being an all-conference player all 4 of those years. So, obviously he's pretty special. He's going to be an impact player on both sides of the ball. I think you got to look at Wyatt Gilbert, Reese Lee. Those are two guys that are going to be impact players on both sides of the ball, as well as Jake Kinney. Those are guys that we kind of are going to look to make plays for us and be leaders for us this year.
On defense, who are you looking for?
Defensively, you know, it's more of those same guys. I do feel like we have some newcomers that could be potential game changers for us, especially along the defensive front. Josh Hutchins and Jonathan Scott are going to be at the D tackles. Wells Luke Dagg coming over on the defensive end spot, you know, getting him back healthy from last year. He broke his wrist as a sophomore. And, you know, we got the big man in the middle, you know, A.J. Gonzalez, 6'7", 300 pounds. So we're hoping he can do some things. And then, you know, obviously everybody, we talked about Dylan and Wyatt, but I think it's huge offensively for us that we got a quarterback coming back that started all season last year for us in Alec Pruitt. I think he's going to do some things this year that, you know, we put a little more responsibility on him this year to make plays for us. And I think he's going to respond and do great things.
All right, I'm going to throw a situation out there for you. Third and short, late in the game, you're down by 6 points. Who you look for to get that first down?
I think you got to give it to your big fullback, I would think, 6'3", 220 pounds. You'd like to think he can get a yard for you. But, you know, you say that, I have complete confidence in any two of those other backs, you know, whether it's Reese or Wyatt. But then also we have a pretty good complement of backups. You know, we'll have games where there'll be six or seven different guys carry the football. That will not be uncommon. And I think what that's going to allow us to do is maybe we have a few more guys going both ways this year than we have in the past. So we're going to make it the point to package some defensive and offensive sets that allows some of those guys that are on the field a bunch to get a little bit of rest. And we're hoping that that pays off for us towards the end of the year.
Looking at special teams, who's going to handle kickoffs and punts for you?
Right now, we've kind of toyed with that a little bit. I think Wyatt Gilbert, Cade Carter are going to be two guys that are going to look to kick off for us. We don't kick a lot of extra points. We haven't really worked on that much. We always go for two, but that's something that usually when we get through that first week and we have a little extra time, we can do something with that. I look for you know, Dylan Hefner, he'll either be long snapping or punting for us. He'll be one of our guys. If he's not punting, he'll be long snapping, and then we'll probably look at Cade Carter will be punting for us.
Let's look at the coaching staff this year. Not a lot of turnover this year.
Well, we did lose Coach Wells and Coach Ellis. They're stepping away completely. You know, obviously Mr. Wells has a lot of administrative responsibilities, and his daughters are playing junior high softball, and he's working assistant softball with the high school, so he's got a lot on his plate. And so he stepped away, and then Coach Ellis has stepped away. He's really working with Frontier out there, getting their softball program up and going, and he has some daughters as well playing junior high. So we have had a little turnover. We bring back Coach Lyons. He's the veteran now along with me. He's been on staff for 6 years. He's going to step up, and he's going to coach defense for us, be the defensive coordinator, as well as Coach Robbins. He's going to help out with that on that side of the ball. We got our young guys coming. You know, we've got Coach Brown and Coach Simmers. He's going to coach the lower levels for us. Both are returning from last year, did a tremendous job. And then we added Lucas Reaver. Coach Reaver is going to coach with us. So all three of those guys are former players for me. Did great things when they were a mule, and I think they're going to do great things in the coaching staff as well.
Plus, it helps to have someone familiar with the offense and defense.
Yeah, and they're, you know, we did a little bit stuff different offensively back then, but they know my expectations as far as technique and what I want and how I coach my teams, and that goes a long way, definitely.
First game, jitters coming up against Johnson City, and then you throw in there the dedication of the revamp, the renovations here at the train yard, and it's almost like homecoming week with the distractions.
I think it's going to be more electric than anything. I think it's going to be exciting. Our kids are excited about the new facilities. Yes, there's a lot going on. Ribbon cuttings at 5. We aren't going to hit the field till 6 as far as warming up and stuff, and that's, you know, that depends on the heat and stuff too. We may even push it back a little bit, but you know, I think our kids will be very focused. I think week 1 you're going to have some mistakes, you're going to have some jitters, but if you weren't a little bit nervous, I'd be worried. You know, it's good to have those butterflies in your belly a little bit, but at the same time, our kids are confident, and I'm confident in them, and they believe in each other, and I know that they're going to go out and succeed.
Coming off that 9-0 regular season last year, expectations are high once again, and you guys are picked near the top of the BDC again.
Yeah, I mean, we've won the conference back-to-back years. We mentioned championship mentality, championship attitude, championship effort. That's what we've been preaching. It was important for us to essentially reload this year. We didn't want to rebuild. We want to reload, meaning we want to have another tremendous season and hopefully win conference again and hopefully win some playoff games.
What do you look for in the rest of the BDC this year?
I think it's going to be a very competitive league. I think, you look at a Carmi or a Cesar, El Dorado, they've all lost some key guys like we did, but they all have really good football players coming back. I think Vienna, Edwards County, Hamilton County could be some teams that could maybe be a dark horse and maybe surprise some people.
So. You look at that schedule, and you got two home games to start the year, and then five of the next seven are on the road.
Yeah, and it's going to be important to get off to a good start those first two. And I didn't even mention Chester. I think they're going to be a playoff football team, too, and we got them coming to the train yard week, too. So, I'm not one of those people that maps out and I take 1 week at a time, and that's the approach that we're going to continue to take.
All right, Coach, good luck in the season. We'll see you next Friday.
Okay, thank you.
You can hear Mules football on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Over in Edwards County, the Lions are getting ready for their season opener next Friday as well. Dave Rigg, he talked with Lions coach Joe Rivers during the Lions Meet the Teams night.
Joe, you've had your preseason practices. You had your preseason preview Friday night. How does the team look to you?
Well, we look pretty good. I mean, we've got some things we still need to correct, but overall we're looking pretty good. We've got good experience on this team, a lot of seniors, and I'm looking for them to lead us all the way through.
You picked up three wins in the Black Diamond Conference last year. I've been hearing a lot of positive talk about making the playoffs this year.
That's our goal for the year. We've had 2 years in a row with back-to-back with three wins. There's a lot of success as far as the history goes at Edwards County, and we're looking to grow on that and get better and hopefully make playoffs this year. Yeah, for sure.
The thing I like about being in the Black Diamond is these schools are closer to us than a lot of those little Illini teams were, and the schools are more our size, which makes us more competitive with them.
Yeah, I mean, we're still the smallest school, but yeah, everybody's a little closer to our size. The travel's not too bad. I mean, I don't know if it's that much better than the LIC, but it is a little better, the teams are closer to our size, and that makes it a little more competitive for us Friday nights.
I got to ask about your son, Cade. We know suffered an injury during the football season, went ahead and played basketball for a few games, and then he had to go out with the ACL. How did the surgery go?
Surgery was great. He was 100% after surgery, pulled his hamstring about 2 weeks ago, which is very common after an ACL because they use part of your hamstring to fix the ACL. So we're rehabbing that. He's been going every day to rehab and getting that straightened out, and we're working to get him healthy again for next Friday night.
The focus of any football team is a quarterback. Tell us about your quarterback.
Margaret Stennett is a junior, and he got a lot of experience last year as a sophomore, and he's a solid athlete with good skills, and he's gotten better. And last year had a little trouble holding the balls. He's grown a little bit, so he can hold a little better, and he can really air it out, as you saw tonight.
What about the running backs this year for Edwards County?
Well, we don't have a lot of depth there. We got Eli Grimes, we got Cade Rivers, and then we got Ryan St. Ledger, senior, junior, sophomore. They can all do the job. They all bring different things to the table. Cade's a starter. Eli is also a starter when running a power eye, and Ryan is kind of our fill-in guy. So, we're in pretty good shape there. We've got solid athletes there for sure.
You got a solid fullback too.
He's pretty solid. That's about all you can say about Marty. He's pretty solid.
And he'll also be big on defense.
Oh, absolutely. He'll be the leader of our defense in the middle.
What about the wide receivers? This is something that, you know, you can have a good quarterback who can throw the ball. If you don't have anybody that can catch the ball, it negates the passing game. How about the receivers this year?
I feel like we got a pretty good core. Camden Cowger, you know, played a little bit there last year. Joe Richards played a lot, almost all of the season last year, a receiver. And at the end of the season, really kind of lit it up the last two or three games with a lot of catches and a lot of yards. So I think we've got a pretty experienced group coming back out there, and we'll be fine.
Offense goes nowhere without a good line. Talk about your line now.
We've got four guys returning, so we're pretty strong, I feel like, on the line. We do not have a lot of depth behind them, so we need to keep everybody healthy all year long. And, you know, we're real happy with the unit and where it is right now.
Edwards County, because of the size of the football team, usually has to have a lot of players going both ways. Is that going to be a problem this year again?
It shouldn't be, because we've been running them a lot, so they should be in fairly good shape. But we will have the normal things. We, you know, we have 14, 15 guys that will see the field most of the time. So just like in years past, we'll be playing a lot of Ironman football, and we'll have to be in shape to make it happen.
We had a good kicker last year. Are we going to have a good one this year?
Well, you know, we've got a couple kids that are filling in and doing okay. Silas was pretty big shoes to fill. He, of course, moved away. He's probably able to kick at the collegiate level, so I don't know if we have that kind of guy. But we've got a few guys that can kick a little bit, so we'll be okay there.
We haven't talked about the defense except for the fact that you said some of them are going to be going both ways, offense and defense. But what is your preference on defense? What kind of setup? Four linemen, three linebackers, four defensive backs, or what?
Well, we have three fronts. We have four front and a five front that we run, and we tend to shift back and forth quite a bit. We want to move those guys around. We've got some guys that can do different things, and if we put them in right position, they're going to be better for us. So we'll work those guys in and out. We'll probably shift to a four front at times to give some, at least one of our linemen a rest, you know, to try to give them a break as we're going throughout the game.
You're the head coach, but I know you have several assistants. Tell us who your assistants are and what their responsibilities are.
Okay, we've got Russ Gerlach. Russ Gerlach is a defensive coordinator and the assistant head coach. Jonathan Hinton is the running back and wide receiver coach. Michael Snydel is a all-around coach and helps a lot with our quarterbacks. And Brian Moss is our coach that handles all the equipment issues and fixes helmets on the sidelines and pretty much does everything for us.
Well, we're hoping for a good season again this year because, you know, three wins, that was something that hadn't happened at Edwards County High School in football for a long time. So that's a big step forward, but I know you're looking forward to more than three this year.
Absolutely. We want to get over five. Where our goal is higher than five, we'll just leave it at that.
Lions football can be heard all year on WOKZ 105.9 and online at NetworkOneSports.com. Dave also talked with Lions volleyball coach Nixie Nikovsky. The interview is next. You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Farm Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today at 445-2306 and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
It's almost time for the Fairfield National Bank Fall Fun Fest 5K. Whether you're in it for the competition or the fun, the 5K is a great way to show your community spirit. Registration forms are available in our lobby or on our Facebook page. Race day registrations will also be accepted at the start line from 4:30 until race time on Thursday, September 13th. FNB, Banking, Business, Life. Member FDIC.
Talking now with Edwards County volleyball coach Nixie Nikowski. Nixie, your first year was a losing season, but the next two were outstanding winning seasons. You're getting ready to start your fourth season. What's your anticipation for this year's team?
Another outstanding season. I think these girls are ready to play and play hard, and they already have goals in mind, so we're excited to get started.
All right, so again this year we're playing in the conference, the Black Diamond Conference. There's some good teams in this Black Diamond Conference.
Yes, there are. Carmi, Fairfield, and Hamilton County always show up to play. They're always a challenge, but I, like the last 2 years, I really feel like we'll come out on top again. We have hitting all the way across the net. Everybody's ready to hit. And that's actually one of the comments that one of the coaches made last year was that they never knew where we were going to hit from. And so that's one of our strengths.
Well, I want to expound on that. I think a lot of people who don't know much about volleyball, and maybe they come to a volleyball game and they watch, and they might get the impression that somebody serves it. On the other side, they knock it back over the net if they can. Then the other team tries to knock it back, and it's just kind of like helter-skelter. That's not true, is it?
Not at all. We run a very structured offense. We actually have a color system that we run. Certain girls hit certain quick sets, and we have a way to be out of system that we also attack the ball every time. Attacking is one of our most important objectives of every single rally.
I've noticed from doing the webcast of the games that before one of our girls serves, she'll always look over at the bench. Are you indicating where you want that ball to go?
Yes, I am. This year we're going to focus on strategizing our serving game. So I will be, after the first serve they get to pick, just kind of get a little confidence back there behind the line. But from then on, I will be telling them where to serve it. And there's lots of things we look for as to where that serve should be placed. And they are very good at placing their serves. And now that they see when they put it in the hole and it's an ace, and, you know, when you score, stats show that when you score 3 points in a row consistently, you're going to win the match. And that's what we're focused on, you know, using not only our hitting as an offensive strategy, but also our serving.
Now, we lost some of the big power, what I call the power hitters on the front row from last year's team, but from what I saw in the scrimmage tonight, we've still got some girls that can hit that ball hard.
Yes, we do. We have several that are going to fill those spots just fine. Of course, in our senior class, we've got Maddie Hout. Maddie Hout hits very well anywhere on the court, and she looks for where those holes are, and if they're not there, she makes them. Another senior that's going to be powerful is Michaela Troyer. Yeah. She's hitting in the middle, and again, she's able to jump up and hit over the block, and so the court's hers. Olivia Hallam is another power hitter over on the right side, and she's that is a position that when you have a hitter that has a high kill percentage on that side, the offense is yours. The game is yours. Shayla Potts is also going to be playing front row, and she's got power as well. She is very good at finding those corners in the back, whether it's a push or a hit. So we've got big seniors coming in. We also have several juniors going to fill those spots. Nadia Reed is looking to fill the middle position after Michaela, and she is ready. She went overseas and gained some confidence and some experience, some contacts, and she's ready to roll. She's a good hitter and very focused. And finally, Audrey Rotrammel. I call Audrey our playmaker because she sees the court as she's hitting, and she's so good at placing that ball and finding the hole. So I'm looking forward to our hitting game for sure.
Well, one name you didn't mention, and I wanted to mention her because it seems like last year she could do this, and that is make a hit from the back row, Darcy Klodfelder.
Yes, Darcy, she's filling a role in the back row that she hasn't on the JV side. This will be her first year up in the varsity squad, and she is a go-getter. There is nothing that girl won't go for, and that's what you have to have in the back row. You have to have somebody who will hit the floor and jump up and get it again, and yes, she can hit from the back row. Very smart player, and I'm anxious to see what she does because just like, you know, we've talked about having a good offense, other teams have good offenses too.
Sure.
So our defense has to be ready, and I know she's ready to pick it up in the back row.
One thing I've got to ask you about, you know, I see all the games because we webcast all your games. Last year's team could look great in the first set and turn around in the second set, and you wondered what in the world happened. The consistency was not there. Have you done anything to try to eliminate that inconsistency?
Well, that's the mental game, and that's the, you know, it may be even more important than your physical game because the mental game is what powers your physical game. And we've just talked a lot about, me and the team, about how that game went. Our last game with Trico in the sectionals, and how, you know, we came out and really powerhoused in the first set and the second set and third sets. We just weren't there because we played not to lose. And so I think these girls have gained a lot of good experience from last year. They know they want to do better, you know, they want to perform better, and they know that that's the part of the game that we've got to pick up. We've got to change. And so it's not really a personnel change, but it's a change in demeanor. It's a change in, you know, we do a lot more competitive drills in practice now to kind of practice that tense, last few points type of feeling so that, you know, they can practice it. There's no way you can mimic it. There's no way that you can practice that, but you can try. And we've been doing that in practice.
These girls that are on the varsity now, they got their experience, well, first of all, at the grade school level, at Albion Grade School and West Salem Grade School, but also at the JV level here at Edwards County High School. And we consistently not only have had a good varsity team, but a very good JV team. And I think we're going to have the same this year.
Yes, we will. Our program is based on the feeder programs, and West Salem and Albion routinely give us players that are ready to roll. They're ready to go. When they get to high school, it's not really teaching them the game. It is tweaking it, and it is, you know, trying to get to those bad habits that we can get rid of to make their fundamentals a little bit stronger. So, yes, our JV is going to be as strong as it usually is. And I also am so proud of the fact that we continue to have lots of kids come out, because contacts is what it's about, getting those contacts and getting better, and they change so much every year. They mature and they develop and learn the game and see the varsity players be successful. And so, yes, our JV program is what helps our varsity program be better.
You know, these girls, if they don't already realize it, need to understand that there is a tradition that's been established here. And I can tell you this, as I travel around the state doing games and basketball and so on, even going north, people even way up north have heard about the Edwards County Volleyball Program. So it's a program that has a lot of respect. And so these girls have to remember that when they go out there on the floor, that they're playing to hold up the tradition of Edwards County High School. But I think what helps is wherever they go, whether it's a home game or even on the road, we usually have more fans in the stands from Edwards County than the home team does.
Yes, we do. And our girls always comment on that. They always comment on the fact that we have so many and where are their fans, and this is their home gym. Yeah. And it's a confidence builder. And I think that's the tradition we have, is support and confidence in a strong fundamental program. I have to say that our program was largely built. It was started by Betty Anderson back in the 80s, but Linda Oxby was the one that really pushed it hard and made it what it is today. And these girls understand that when they come to Edwards County.
And that was the interview conducted by Dave Regg for Nixie Nekovsky. What we'll do is we'll actually have the interview with Marjorie Jordan of Frontier Community College as they're gearing up for the 2018 campaign. Mark Turner spoke with FCC coach Marjorie Jordan about the upcoming season. That's next here on Sports Talk. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
You heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account. Take advantage of our deposit banking products and secure mobile banking. You can even earn cash back and watch the money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our banking professionals in Albion, Crossville, Mount Airy, Olney, Bridgeport, or Lawrenceville today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
People you know, helping people you love. Not only the motto at Wabash General Hospital's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic, that's their reason for being. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Justin Miller or sports medicine physician Dr. Karsten Slater conduct office hours in Fairfield each Wednesday. They provide professional services for whatever orthopedic issues that may arise for you, as well as preventative maintenance to assist you in the long run. Conveniently located in the Medical Arts Complex off 10th Street, call for an appointment at 842-4180. Caring for athletes is their game.
I am visiting this morning with Marjorie Jordan, the head coach at Frontier Community College for the volleyball. Good morning, Marjorie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks.
Now, you guys start next week with volleyball, with that regular match action.
Yeah, we got 10 days after today. So,
now, let's talk about the team in general. How's it looking this year? And tell me about the kids.
Well, I'm very pleased with what we're seeing so far. So we've still got a lot of progress to make and get, but we're looking really promising and the girls are excited. So we have six sophomores that are returning this year with us. So that brings the knowledge and wisdom of previous year of play. And then we have eight newcomers seven newcomers, take that back.
Okay.
Anyway, and so we're going to be looking for, you know, a lot of diversity and strength within those. So we had a full roster, and one decided not to come. That's why I said eight, and then went back to seven. So anyway, but we're excited about what talent we have, and the girls have already hit it off together. So they've had since August 1st together. That's when our practices started.
You have started this program here at Frontier basically from scratch, and it's a challenge to get a program going anywhere. What sort of challenges have you seen trying to get this going?
Yeah, well, they, like you said, they started, this is the fourth season. Actually, the first year was not, I was not the coach. It was another one that was there. Okay. And so I took over the next year and walked in, and we had 10, I'm trying to think back that far, 10 sophomores that were returning that year, and I added a few to that. And so from there, we've done very well. The first year we had to qualify to get into tournament action, so we had to face someone, and we won that year, and so we got to go into the Region 24 tournament postseason. And then thereafter, we have qualified. This year we were seventh in the rankings of the nine, so we automatically got to go, and we faced off. We were tied for sixth, but when we went face-to-face with SWCC. So you have to think, out of the nine teams, I mean, that's teams like Ren Lake, Lincoln Trail, that we beat right off the bat, you know, and they've had established programs for years. And so I was very, very pleased with how we finished. So I always tell the girls, you know, you don't look necessarily at the season record. It's the performance level that they've given. And each set was a point or two here that we could have had a match, another match, you know. And our big... where I was really, really pleased, and where I showed the girls, I think mentally, that, you know, that they can go even farther, is when we were one of the teams that took a set from Parkland. And I think there was only, out of their 170 some sets that they've played in the season, there was only like eight that they lost, and Frontier was one of those. So I mean, that's huge. And you know, we've had those girls that have been on the floor during that and experienced all that, and they're returning with that much more mental strength. So I preach about the mental strength of the game. You know, that's just as vital as the ability.
And on top of that, the academics have been pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, when we look, I do all the recruiting, so when we look for players, you know, I want strength in all areas. So I want girls that are going to come in and lead, you know, that are natural leaders, but also that are good teammates, because that's a big thing, because you can make a toxic team when you don't have players that are willing to sacrifice for one another. And we become literally like a family. I mean, the girls hang with each other on and off the court because they love each other, and so that makes a huge difference when you bring that over into the court. But also the academics, you know, and let's see, every year I've had girls that have made the NJCAA athlete academic. They've been recognized, you know. So some girls, there's three levels you can have. You know, I've had a couple years there where they had, you know, I had several girls that were perfect, the pinnacle, which is the 4.0, you know, so they bring the strength. Last year, I think we had placed, I want to say it was high up. I can't even remember. I shouldn't go there. But this year we qualified, and I think 24th in the nation. And then in our district, when they released the Region 24, we were second for, like, overall all the teams in Region 4. But that's all divisions. And so volleyball here is Division 2, where the softball and baseball are Division 1. So the team that beat us out was Kaskaskia, but they're D1. So really in our district, the teams that we face, we were number one in academics. But when you look at the whole general Region 24, that's where we got second. So I was extremely pleased, you know, on all levels with the girls. And so I emphasized to them, you know, they'll eventually stop playing volleyball, but the academics is what's going to get them, you know, to their career and path. So it's huge importance as well. And Frontier is a great place for that, because we have such great support out at the college with helping the girls to be successful on that end. So I can't take that credit.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the schedule this year. You've got a very competitive schedule.
Yes, we start right off bat with on August 25th, and we're starting with a tri-match at home. So I encourage the community to come out and watch that, because we will face Lincoln College and Shawnee College, which Lincoln used to be in our region action, but this year they've changed to four-year. So they're going to come to us, and then Shawnee has a new program. So I'm excited to get a little bit of experience under our belt as far as matches go right off the bat to prepare us for the upcoming actual region competition the following there. But most all of our matches, home matches, are in August and September, and then we have our sophomore night, which is the first week of October. But the majority of our games are on the road, and we like to play, you know, I could schedule games in which we play those teams that are not as competitive and maybe what you would call easier wins. But it doesn't do us any good as a team to prepare us to face national champions of like Parkland and Lincoln Land. So I like to schedule those tougher matches in which we may not walk away with a victory, but we've walked away with much more preparation to face and hopefully take some matches away from those teams in which we've actually compete against for region.
Coach Marjorie Jordan, head coach of the Frontier Community College Bobcats volleyball team. They open their season here at Center Street on the 25th. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks.
And that was Marjorie Jordan again. That was the Frontier Community College volleyball coach. Stay tuned and tell you about the local sports schedule that's coming up in just a moment.
Now is the time to close out your swimming pool, and Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods is the best choice to get the job done. They'll winterize your pool right down to putting the cover on your summer fun. Also, it's clearance time for the grills at Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods with a special on the Phoenix Stainless Steel Non-Flame-Up Propane Grill, now only $5.75 plus tax. That's at Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
Treat your family to better meals. Make a shopping trip to Farmer's Packing east of Albion for a large selection of meats and cheeses. Butterfly pork chops are only $3.69 a pound. Rotisserie pork loins are just $4.99 a pound, or half a hog for $250. Try out some of their cinnamon rolls, pies, or fruit dumplings now available. Just a few of the great buys right now at Farmer's Packing east of Albion on Highway 15. Phone 445-3822.
I'm Derek Dunn. Here's a look at the sports schedule for today. College football, that's starting up and actually not too far away, actually. A year's worth of experience, strength training, and an emerging leader at quarterback could combine to give Illinois a realistic shot at playing some winning football. Illini finished last season on a 10-game losing streak. Statistically, Illinois still the youngest team in Division I. The Illini returned 16 starters from 2017, 9 sophomores, 4 juniors, and just 3 seniors for Coach Lovie Smith's third season. The Illini open the season September 1st against Kent State. That's on a Saturday. You can hear Illini football this year on WFIWAN 1390 and 103.3 FM. Also, we've got your Illini schedules. You can pick them up here at the WFIW studios, Highway 15 east of Fairfield. Mules football card game day is going on now. It's going on until 11 o'clock this morning. Major League Baseball action. St. Louis Cardinals going to be taking on the Milwaukee Brewers in another big game of the series. That starts at 5:20 on WOKZ 105.9. Chicago Cubs will be at Pittsburgh. White Sox taking on Kansas City. NFL preseason games. The Chicago Bears will be at Denver. Indianapolis Colts will take on Baltimore. Seattle will be on the road taking on the L.A. Chargers. Jacksonville will be at Minnesota. Oakland at the L.A. Rams. Cincinnati at Dallas. Tampa Bay at Tennessee. And San Francisco at Houston. Taking a look at the schedule for tomorrow on Sunday, August the 19th, at 12:20 Sunday afternoon, the Cardinals will take on the Brewers again. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9. Chicago Cubs will be at Pittsburgh, and White Sox will be at Kansas City. Our website is WFIWradio.com. It is updated daily and available 24/7. You can also check out our local sports schedule as well as results on our local sports page. Let's click on the local sports and click on the sports tab and then click on local sports, and you'll be able to check out our local sports schedule as well as scores from around the area and region. That's a wrap for Sports Talk for this week. Have a great weekend. I'm Derek Dunn. See you next Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard Saturday mornings just after 9 on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW and WFIWradio.com Sports. We'll see you next week.